Toronto lost a media institution this year when the Federal Court of Appeal upheld a CRTC decision to revoke the license of CKLN 88.1 FM, a campus community-licensed radio station that was home to some of the country's most diverse and dynamic programming. Some of CKLN's best moments are collected here, painting a picture of dedication to independent artists, progressive principles, and inclusive organizing. CKLN began as a closed-circuit station set up in 1977 under the call letters CRFM, with broadcasts being piped in through loudspeakers across campus. Here are some sounds from those early days of Ryerson Student Radio.
Beginning about 1 inch of snow today, as they predicted, but the weathermen aren't really that accurate. Okay, now, we're going to have Rufus Thomas coming up next, and I do believe he's going to do something called the Funky Chicken.
What happens if you drink a little bit too much at the filling station? Flying. You might be just a little bit high, but flying on the ground is wrong.
Scenes from Saturday last, thoughts of Thursday, and Friday's freedom. A mixture of words and music, complete for you daily on Radio Ryerson. Designed to entertain and inform.
Every hour on the hour, Ryerson Radio checks the weather.
Gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for. It's time for the Tungsten S. Quagmire Show. Now, here's Tungsten.
Richard, thank you, Ed. Here I am, the Mass Marvel, the student radio of Ryerson Polytechnical Institute. Who the heck was that?
I get a good feeling, yeah.
The Johnny Wano Show described in R&B, yes.
I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no.
Another satisfied listener who likes the sounds of R&B.
I just want to tell you right now that ooh, I believe, I really do believe that.
And if you're tired of being alone, why not go up to the nearest TV monitor near you and turn up Channel 5? You won't be alone anymore.
I'm so tired of being alone. I'm so tired of on my own. Won't you help me, girl, just as soon as you can?
Campus, local, national, and international events. RCR checks the news at 9:40, 11:40, 12:40, and 2:40.
For the Ryerson community, this is Billboard.
How right you are, John Uano. Human Sexuality, a seminar headed by Pat McCormick and Don McLeod of the Counseling Center and Dr. Sarah Espister, is held every Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. on the fourth floor of Jorgensen Hall, and everyone is welcome.
To
To publicize your events, phone 595-1260 or come into our office, room East 229. Let Ryerson know about you on Billboard.
My name is Sal Greckel. It's 4 minutes after four right now. I'll be with you until five. How you doing, Phil? There are all sorts of people in here at RCR. Why don't you come on down and see them?
Radio Ryerson can only be a relevant and important medium if it communicates and plays what you want to hear. Your comments and informational contributions are always welcome.
When CKLN was licensed in 1983, it was among the first stations under an experimental licensing partnership between university campuses and the wider community that would give rise to over 70 new stations across Canada.
The Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission, or CRTC, the public authority regulating and supervising the Canadian broadcasting system, has received an application concerning the broadcast license of this station by CKLN Radio Incorporated.
On CKLN FM 88.1.
Here on CKLN 88.1. Radical Radio.
Take back the mic. Five.
Don't go anywhere.
Four,
you're listening to Radioactive
three,
Feminism on CKLN 88.1.
Over the years, CKLN's news department fostered strong links in the community, breaking stories on local issues and raising awareness about local movements that were being under or misrepresented in other Toronto media.
Push the system out of view by tuning in to Word of Mouth, CKLN's conscious news programming. And make sure to be listening the second Tuesday of every month from 7 to 8 p.m. for Pink Antenna, CKLN's queer news feature.
Oh, the first time I came on the radio here, I was very shy, right, and secretive about everything, and I felt the whole world was against me at that time. I didn't want to be around people. I felt like everybody was against me because of what I experienced in life. After coming to the radio station, I felt like now it's like I don't care what people think. Learn to love me for who I am, and if you can't love me for my story and everything I've been through in my life, then you don't love me for the person I am. So.
I'm speaking today with Matoi Monroe, one of the co-leaders of the United American Indians of New England. I wanted to speak to you today about Thanksgiving. I know instead of Thanksgiving, you've decided to celebrate a National Day of Mourning. Can you tell me how that event came about?
Sure. We commemorate a National Day of Mourning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, on the U.S. Thanksgiving Day. It started back in 1970, and it was a response to this kind of mythology and to this deranged view of history that makes it seem as though Native people lived happily ever after and were happy that the Europeans were here and that sort of thing.
So joining us now on CKLN 88.1 FM is Andile Mwitama, who is an organizer with an organization called the LPM, the Landless People's Movement, and is based in South Africa. The LPM was formed in 2001 to struggle for the return of stolen land.
Firstly, I'm happy to be here to share the experiences of South Africa. We must remember that South Africa is now 10 years into its democracy after about 350 years of white original, European people of European origin who have oppressed South African blacks for those years. The issue again was land in South Africa. Colonialism was about stealing land of African people.
A dead war cannot oppose global peace. A dead war cannot invade other spaces. To kill war, you have to kill weapons. To kill war, you have to kill defense budgets. To kill war, you have to kill poverty. To kill war, you have to kill fear. To kill war, To kill war.
And good morning. I'm Odelia Bay, and yes, that was the musical styling of Jane Cortez, as you would usually hear on a Saturday morning around here at about this time. A little bit different, though, a little bit of a twist today. The piece we played for you this morning is called War Devoted to War, and we thought it would be a good way to kick off our special broadcast this morning for International Women's Day. That's right.
Hey there, you are listening to CKLN Radio Pride Programming. My name is Lurie Erickson, and for the next half hour, we will be hopefully shattering some stereotypes, which are simplistic, restrictive, and oppressive by their very nature. We will be replacing them with something much more creative, complicated, accurate, and most importantly, sexy. We will also be creating and encouraging community, culture, and good times. Now I want you all to take a moment to think about these two terms carefully. First, the term queer. Now, the term disabled. What images and thoughts came to mind for you? What happens when you add these two words together? In the next half hour, we will be briefly uncovering some of the insight, laughs, and beauty that is found in the intersection of queerness and disability. The fact that love is for the good
And the time now is 20 minutes to the hour of 11 a.m. You're listening to CKLN 88.1 FM. Good morning and welcome to this special Pride edition of Saturday Morning Live. I'm Adrian Harewood. Well, this Pride weekend is a time for joy and celebration. It also provides a time for reflection and contemplation. Whether it has been figures such as Bayard Rustin, Audre Lorde, Ma Rainey, Angela Davis, James Baldwin, Lorraine Hansberry, Josephine Baker, Bill T. Jones, Billy Strayhorn, Alice Walker, Dionne Brand, Makeda Silvera, black gays and lesbians have played an integral role in defining contemporary notions of black identity.
CKLN's music programming was as diverse as the populations of Toronto, but its most historic contributions came from the Saturday 1 to 4 p.m. hip-hop slot. Whether known as Fantastic Voyage, Power Move, or the Mixtape Massacre, the program nurtured a long list of Toronto talent, including Maestro Fresh West, Mishy Me, Chalk Lair, Cardinal Official, and many more.
Check it out. Check the lady who coming check from it. The brook. You catch a sharp hook if you dare to look. Look. Coming straight from Bed-Stuy, I tell no lie. I got wings cause I'm so fly. Rolling with the 100 miles posse. Don't think I got Flay Punk, just watch me. I got my man Thrust, and yo, it's time to bust. We got Flay, baby, baby, trust, trust.
I had so many significant moments, you know, during the Power Move, but, you know, I think one of the hugest ones for me was actually the very last show that I did. And I think it was so significant for me just because I, like, knew that I'd run this very long race and this very important race. It was like, wow, it was like, you know, look at all the people I helped put on. Look at the difference that I made, you know, in this world. You know, again, it's not even serious. It's not like I changed the environment or anything. I played hip hop, but hip hop is important for people.
Like, seriously, this is the foundation, B. This is where everything stems from. And it's not to be here anymore. It's going to be huge, huge. So hopefully, you know, petitions and so forth get signed and we can make something happen to bring this back.
It's important. It's important because CKLN has always been such a proving ground for young artists, young producers. Myself, as a young executive, and we're coming up in this music game, it all came from this station and this show.
Following the loss of its license in January, CKLN was put on notice that the corporation would not be receiving a student levy or space in the campus student center this year. Fortunately, Regent Park Focus Media Arts Center offered use of their studios to CKLN programmers. Former CKLN station manager Jackie Harrison, who joined CKLN after the license revocation to help in the appeals process, chatted with Regent Park Focus's Adonis Huggins about their partnership on CBC Radio.
We looked at a couple of options. One of those is internet broadcast. We looked for partners over the summer, and one of the sort of trial summer agreements that we had was to send about 23 programmers to use the space at the Regent Park.
Huggins was motivated to extend this offer to CKLN because Regent Park Focus has a complementary mission to the community, and because the Regent Park Focus Media Arts Program runs a youth radio show, Catch the Flavor, that had aired on CKLN for more than a decade.
We have been, our young people have been producing a radio program on CKLN for the last 10 years. And when CKLN came into its problems, we had a radio studio which was already operating. It was the only radio studio outside of CKLN that was able to broadcast live. And so we just thought it was a great opportunity to invite the programmers to come use the space, because we were only using it really for, you know, an hour and a half when you add in training and everything else, been producing our show for half an hour on CKLN. So we thought it was a great opportunity for them to use an unused, for the most part, a studio, a radio studio. Region Park Focus is about inviting young people and inviting community members in to participate, to engage in various media projects that revolve around video, photography, producing a print magazine, and radio. And so having CKLN there, it provides an opportunity to expand our media training, and it allows community members to interact with, you know, to see a more visual and more exciting and more engaging station that you would normally see at a radio station, rather than an empty booth that's only available an hour each day kind of thing. It's just, and we also hope that more community members will be involved in producing their own programs, that they see the accessibility, and CKLN has invited us to engage more members in producing radio.
I think it's a wonderful opportunity to expand on our social mission. So much of our mission was around the FM broadcast, but more importantly around representing marginalized communities or communities that don't get to represent themselves a lot in mainstream media. And that mission is just so neatly overlapped and succinctly focused with the media arts program at the Region Park Focus Center.
The whole kernel of why Region Park Focus Media Arts Center was set up is basically to provide community members with an opportunity to be able to, you know, speak about issues that concern.
Listeners, this is Catch the Flavor Youth Radio, broadcasting live from Regent Park Focus Youth Media Arts Center, located at 38 Regent Street. Tonight, I am just one of you. Along with me, we have some of our usual crew. I want to say our complete usual crew. We have, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, we got Papa Africa here.
Jay-Z.
Fatima.
And T-Bone is in the house.
Over time, the production and insights of the youth programmers involved in Catch the Flavor changed and developed.
Started Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street, but the next step for us Canadians is Occupy Bay Street, right? Yes. This is something that's going to be taking place this weekend. So obviously,
it has
some implications for Canadians, Americans. It has implications for everybody across the world,
well,
right?
Yeah, because
I think what's interesting, and this is going to open up the topic to something we're going to be talking about a little bit later on after the next music break. But I was thinking in terms of technology. And about how, you know, if you look at like 20 years ago or 25 years ago, something like this would be small. It would be crushed pretty quickly. It might get on the news after it's happened, and then it's over. But nowadays, with things like Facebook, all these Twitter, social networking technology, people around the world are participating in things like, you know, halfway across the world. And the thing is, you know, we're expecting the government to change things, but I mean, are we changing things? I wonder are we still buying cars we don't need? Are we still buying things that we don't need just to have them? I mean, is it our fault or is it the government? Or is the government
both,
part
think,
of us?
I think it's both.
The The NCRA salutes CKLN programmers for continuing their work online and at Regent Park Focus.
Toronto. Should have known that from the jump. Right now, we should start.